Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Ian.
And Kernan.
And we're talking about police reforms here, or to be more specific, the complete lack of police reforms that we've seen, and evidently that we're going to see, because the Democratic nominee, Joe Biden, proposes reforms that are largely already in place and were in place in Minneapolis, where the people became so fed up with their, quote, reformed police department that they burned a precinct. They set it fire. And that's Joe Biden's plan, is to take what failed in Minneapolis
and make it bigger
and make it countrywide.
More, he wants more localities to take the federal money.
Now, maybe he's playing 4D chess and his plan is for us all to burn down the precincts. To just frustrate us so much with the police that we just say screw it and burn them down.
I think that gives him way too much credit.
Yeah, I would agree.
But there's a detailed piece at TheIntercept.com, actually from June, but they always do really good reporting, and they dug in here, and that's what they've called out Biden, you know, saying, hey, look, all the things this guy's proposing have already been done, basically. This is a federal package of reform that comes along with a bunch of money, and so that's what Biden is saying, is he thinks that there shouldn't be defunding the police. He thinks the police need more money because they need more officers with more training, more federal money coming in, and that'll make everything better because, well, as you pointed out, it made so much better in Minneapolis, and now he wants to offer hundreds of millions of dollars more to other departments and I'm sure existing departments that are already up to the federal trough. Whereas an interest group here that's described by the Intercept as a coalition of national advocacy and local grassroots organizations have called on representatives to, quote, permanently end and cease any funding to local law enforcement in any form. And you know what? That's the best reform you could possibly ask for, because it would be a decentralized reform, meaning that not all police departments will fix
themselves.
Yeah, because
all of this federal money has strings attached to it.
Yes. And so they're saying no more federal money, just keep it. I mean, we would have liked to have had it to keep here in the first place. Like,
sure.
I wish they wouldn't have taken it. But better to not give this money, more money to the police. But that's what Biden wants to do. And the story here,
and I think what's alarming about that is that we know that Trump comes down on the pro-police side. But so
does
Joe Biden.
Yeah.
Which leaves only Joe Jorgensen and, to be honest, an extremely long-shot third-party candidate.
I mean, if the Libertarians could get the press to give them a minute of attention,
that's true.
That would be nice. We'll see. You know, we've got time.
The most attention they got was when Spike Cohen took his shirt off in a podcast.
Was that, you mean this year? Because there was
I don't know.
Dude James Weeks who did a striptease on stage a couple of years ago.
Yeah, that was at the Libertarian National Convention, though. But yeah, the only major news articles I've seen about anyone from the Libertarian Party was the Spike Cohen incident where he was shirtless in a podcast.
I saw an article about Joe Jorgensen.
Who cares about that?
There was an article about Joe Jorgensen, and I've got it in my show prep. I can pull it up, but it was sort of complaining about how she was on a Boogaloo Boys podcast or something like that.
Oh, yeah. I saw that one as well.
So it was kind of trying to associate her with the Boogaloo movement and that kind of thing.
Which is not a bad thing, in my opinion. There's a lot of talk about the Boogaloo, the Boog Boys, as they like to be called.
We're going to have one on Thursday night. As a co-host.
Who is it?
Or a guy across the street.
Okay, yeah. Awesome. But there may be some people on the alt-right who are calling themselves Boog Boys or whatever, but the Boog Boys would reject them.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen any hint of racism or homophobia or transphobia or any of these other discriminatory bigotry practices from actual Boog Boys in Hawaiian shirts.
Not from around here, at least.
Yeah.
Your mileage may vary if you go down south or whatever. So a little bit more here from The Intercept. So they're talking about the failed COPS program. COPS standing for Community-Oriented Policing Services. This is one of the programs where the federal government is flooding money into communities and telling them to actually hire more cops. And that's what they've been doing.
Well, yeah, somebody's got to cover the cop who's sitting there having coffee with you.
In the first few years of its existence, this program contributed to the swelling of local law enforcement agencies by some 100,000 officers. And we got, I think, four of them one year. So Keene Police went from 40 uniformed officers to like 44 or 45, so it went up by 10% thanks to this particular program.
So nationwide, 100,000 cops were added in attempts to make cops less
aggressive-oriented. They didn't say anything about less aggressive. They just wanted them to be in
well,
the
isn't
community.
That the whole veil behind this, though? I mean, if
well,
they're
they want
part of
believe.
The community, they'll be
yeah.
less aggressive.
That's the pitch. Yeah.
But, I mean, they're paid to be aggressive.
It's garbage. The program has also funded new equipment and technology for police across the country and has resulted in the escalation of militarized SWAT teams, even in small-town departments like the Bearcat we were talking about.
Well, Keene also does have a SWAT team, do they not?
They did. Yeah, they've had that for a long time.
I mean, but do they really need it?
They brought out the machine guns and the shields when there was a guy who was
throwing mattresses out.
Yeah.
Having a mental break.
Having a break.
Yeah.
Yeah. They brought in the laser pointing
machine guns. A threat to no one except his own property.
Just last week, as the nation was reeling from the impact of the COVID-19 crisis and protests against the police violence raged, the COPS office announced almost $400 million in federal grants to hire nearly 3,000 new police officers in more than 500 agencies across the country. And the $300 million that Biden is now calling for comes in addition to $300 million that was just allocated to COPS as part of the HEROES Act for COVID-19 relief. So you remember the HEROES Act that they passed a few months ago? Well, that had money.
I remember
cops.
The CARES Act. What was the HEROES Act?
It was the other one, basically. the other money handout.
Gotcha.
And part of that handout was $300 million that was going to this COPS program.
Was that because cops weren't out there writing tickets, and so a lot of states lost revenue? I mean, I don't understand the logic behind, hey, there's a global pandemic. Let's give money to the police.
Well, it's always an excuse to give money to the police.
And that's true. All of this was a mass looting of the American yeah. people. I saw that Wells Fargo posted a $39 billion profit last quarter.
Wow.
Meanwhile, everyone else is struggling.
Going in the middle of business.
In the middle of an enormous recession, Wells Fargo, $39 billion profit.
What's been particularly insidious about the COPS program is the name masks what's really happening, which is that we're essentially just flooding the streets and communities of our country with more and more police under the guise that it's going to be community-oriented, said Kumar Rao, director of the Justice Transformation Project, one of the letter's signatories. He said, quote, "It's obvious to anyone living in communities across this country that are heavily policed that there has been nothing about policing that has been community-oriented, and the actions of this last week have revealed that in dramatic fashion to even people who have not been living under this heavy policing apparatus," unquote. So the people living in these communities know this is BS. They see that it's
BS.
Well,
yeah, because there are more cops on the streets
right.
as a direct result of this.
While COPS provides federal incentives to local governments to hire more police, those governments are then left to pay for the cost of keeping the officers when the federal funds expire.
Yep.
Quote, "So we're getting $100 million of free money to hire police officers," said Rao. "But 2 years later, you have a dozen new police officers on the force, and you need to pay their salaries and their pensions and their overtime and their brutality settlements with local money. In some cities, the cost
of police..." And don't they get overtime if you contest the tickets they give you and they have to go to court
to
pay them?
In a lot of places. They do here.
Here in New Hampshire.
Time and a half.
Mm-hmm.
That's
absurd. Yeah.
Yeah.
What a sweet deal for them. So they can hand out all the false tickets and things they want, and they get overtime
yeah.
every single time they have to go to court.
I called them on
that,
too.
Nonsense. I know. I remember.
Yeah,
that's how I learned about
right,
it.
Right. You watched
yeah.
the most recent video from Central Square where the cops are dropping tickets on people's cars, and I call them out for it, and the cop, the newbie cop, he actually responds by smiling and saying that that he doesn't make the rules and that it's okay, basically, with him.
Yeah.
That's true. But he doesn't make the rules. He just enforces
that's right.
them.
But, you know, no one goes to court unless they have to. Well, that's what I mean.
That's why they drop my charge.
That's why they're able to get away with this, because
right.
they know No one's going to ever fight him on it.
Well, that's part of this, that something that needs to change here. And the problem that people have is they still look to government to solve their problems for them. Oh, well, the police are a problem. Let's go to the town council and have them change the police. Well, what you could do is educate people to stop putting up with this crap and demand trials for absolutely everything and then see what happens.
It's like the lockdown orders that we've seen throughout the country. Whenever somebody actually stood against them and, you know, put themselves on the line for it, it got up to the Supreme Court of the state, and it was, as far as I've seen, every single one of these has been ruled unconstitutional,
or
illegal.
Or they come to your house the next week and they take your guns from you.
The young lady from the rescue delivered happy. He was missing hair, stinky, scabby. The cause of his issue was poor nutrition. It was neglect.
DINOVITE.com.
We've been using DinoVite, and within a couple weeks, his skin started clearing up. He didn't smell. He had more energy, a glow, and a bounce about him.
You get some DinoVite, how happy your dog will be.
DINOVITE.com.
This is John Stossel. Anything that makes it harder for you to speak limits your life. So if stuttering affects you or your child or someone you know, you can call the Stuttering Foundation for help. The number is 800-992-9392. That's toll-free, 800-992-9392. Or you can visit their website, www.stutteringhelp.org. They can refer you to expert help in your state.
Got shaving irritation? Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair? Bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, HEB, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. You use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, talk radio that you control, and you can call in to talk about whatever is on your mind using the toll-free number 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live. With you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Conan.
And we've got Dave Ridley calling from the Ridley Report about a COVID bill in New Hampshire's House of Representatives. Dave,
really?
Welcome back to the show.
Hey, so yeah, I always like to keep the world up to date on the things that the government is doing to help the plague.
Oh, and, really? Are they actually helping? You mean like helping the plague spread, or what do you mean?
Well, in this case, it's not going to help biologically, probably. It's going to help the plague destroy society a little bit more.
Oh, no.
Well, the plague hasn't been destroying society, but
the government has
been doing a very good job of that. I mean, they've completely dehumanized the entire human population.
Well, I mean, in fairness, it's probably a combination. The plague has done some harm, but most of the harm has been...
130,000 deaths?
I mean, that is literally some harm.
It's some, but so does the flu.
So it's the flu, which they're not counting anymore.
How about tuberculosis?
How about car accidents?
How about the bubonic plague that they found on the squirrel?
On the squirrel?
Who finds a dead squirrel? And it's like, I'm going to test this for the Black Death.
Well, I guess
I can see the squirrels and they are bubonic. Anyway, so it's House Bill 1166. That's the wrong one.
Before you go on, just to add in here, 1.5 million people died last year from tuberculosis.
Wow.
Worldwide.
No one's talking about it, Ian, so it's not real.
Yep.
It's not
1.5 million?
That is a pathogenic bacteria. 1.5 million died, 10 million fell ill from it.
And what were the COVID death numbers?
I don't know what they currently are.
The U.S. is 130,000.
Okay, what's worldwide?
I'm not sure, but it's just compared to tuberculosis, it's just a blip.
And that's just one.
Yeah, but when you combine them together, it's more people dead than there would have been without COVID-19.
But people don't freak out over tuberculosis.
No, and they don't freak out over heart disease and diabetes.
Most people don't even know what it is.
No, they only freak out over heart disease when they're diagnosed with it. And by the way, you see so many people guzzling their sodas and smoking their cigars and cigarettes while wearing a mask or whatever. So they're concerned about COVID, but
just
not concerned
at me
about
next time, Ian.
But not concerned about heart disease or whatever. Well, we know that you're not trying to live past 50.
That's true. And at this rate, I'm going to be successful at that goal. I just need more fast food in my life, but unfortunately, I actually hate fast food. So
you're going to change your mind one day, and then you're going to regret all the bad things you did yourself as a young person.
Yeah, that's what everyone says.
So Ridley, what's this bill that's going? What are they trying to shove down our throats now?
Yes, I was right at first. It's House Bill 1166, and so what they're going to do is they're going to make it so that some employees receive more money in unemployment benefits than they did while they were working.
Isn't that already the case because of federal regulation?
There may be, but this would make it even worse, from what I understand.
So this would be state funded. Is that what will happen?
Looks like it. This is a New Hampshire Liberty Alliance gold standard recommendation to vote against it. It must have come up for a vote about a week ago. I don't know how the vote went I guess it was the full Senate. There's something else in here. They're going to make it so that it would require unlimited paid time off if an employee just makes a request to go get COVID tested. This all according to the Alliance.
It's... Run that by me one more time.
Unlimited paid
time. Unlimited time off just because they want to go get a COVID test. So even if it comes up negative, they still have the unlimited PTO.
Yeah, and what if someone wants to get tested every single day?
Yeah, that's what the Liberty Alliance is claiming.
But as a collapsitarian, Ridley, you're saying we should vote in the affirmative for these, so we can just bring the system down faster and get to the bottom of this nonsense.
A collapsitarian probably would say that. I don't know if that's good or bad to have. I mean, I'm not
Who's
a collapsitarian.
Who's going to pay for this?
We are. Are you?
I'm not paying for this.
No, that's the thing.
Your employer is paying for it.
If you think about it, I mean, if people are refusing to pay for it, then they're not paying for it, right? They might go to jail over it. But, you know, that may be an appropriate position to take.
So what would you say are the chances of this actually becoming law? Because I know the $600 a week in unemployment benefits from the federal government runs out this month.
I don't know. I'd call it 50-50. You know, the governor would have to probably veto it. Because
why would he?
It's an election year.
He's
Flununu.
He would totally sign this off.
His Excellency would be 100% in support of this.
He's trying to play both sides of the fence, right? So he's trying to be Mr. COVID crackdown, which he did pretty hard. And then now he's trying to be Mr. Reopen, because he's like, you know, wants the people who want to reopen things to support him come this election, where he's got two challengers, including one of our co-hosts, Mr. Nobody.
Yeah, he just now gave the go-ahead for opening schools in the fall, and he has not mandated mask usage. He's leaving that up to the districts.
So when did you get this?
Today, just now.
And by districts, you mean school districts?
Correct. And you know our...
Because colleges had already announced that they were bringing students back, like Keene State.
Yeah, but you know our school district here in Keene will be doing the mandatory masks.
I don't know, but I don't pay close attention to what they do. Now, did the college mandate masks for the comeback?
I don't recall.
Because I know they said there's no hugging allowed.
I remember the no hugging.
No relations, period, on college campus. You get no.
They did say something about masks. Like you didn't have to wear a mask if you were sitting while eating. But it was vague. Like if you were standing while eating, you had to wear a mask.
So you're allowed to go to college, but you're not allowed to boff your hot girlfriend while you're in college, right? How does that work?
It doesn't.
Did they say no sex, or was it just no hugs?
Well, I mean, if you
have sex to extrapolate,
are we supposed to extrapolate that no hugs also means no sex?
I'm thinking that's kind of, you can't have sex without, well, I guess you can.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, I guess you can. But hopefully this
either
backfires.
New York City or the state of New York released one of their, you know, their guidance suggestion things where it sort of suggested glory holes as a solution to...
Let's not go any further in that conversation.
But hopefully this backfires, and just like my article on homeschooling that's going to be coming up soon, hopefully this backfires for the colleges, and they're like, no, why would I pay for this? And half of this crap's going to be online, so you're not going to be in a classroom with an instructor. You're going to be, you know, doing it all online. It's like, why am I still paying the same amount?
Go online and get what the whole MIT course load for free.
Exactly.
A lot of colleges have their courses online.
So I say, let's more of it, more of this stupidity, more of this lunacy. They're going to keep it hot and heavy. Keep heaping it on because people are getting fed up. And
well, Aria was down in Connecticut today, and she tried to go into a few convenience stores. And
I had to go to a bank and then four convenience stores, and in all five places, I was told to leave if I did not put on a mask.
Mm, that's awful.
And it was kind of my fault for walking into the Wells Fargo branch as I did, but they had, I counted, seven signs on the door as a response to COVID-19 that you're supposed to just stand there awkwardly outside the door, taking the time to read all of these signs. I'm not the kind of person who's inclined to do that. Dave, thanks for the call. Keep us updated on how this bill pans out and whether or not it actually gets passed.
News from news.bitcoin.com. Another 83 tons in fake gold found in China. Crypto still much harder to counterfeit. Host Stefan Molyneux banned from YouTube. Receives $100,000 in crypto donations afterward. Reporters uncover $11 trillion in offshore government-sanctioned bank accounts. Bitcoin Cash still potentially private and unconfiscatable. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies. Getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com. The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Ghislaine Maxwell, longtime friend of Jeffrey Epstein, was denied bail after pleading not guilty to sexual abuse and perjury charges. Maxwell will remain in jail under tight security before her trial, which is slated for July 12, 2021. As far as Maxwell not getting bail, Ricky Kleiman is a CBS News legal analyst.
Usually, the government has the burden of proof to show why someone should be detained, because there's a presumption in favor of bail before trial. However, here, the counts have to do with sex trafficking of minors.
Harvard and MIT scored a major victory over the Trump administration on Tuesday after the government halted its plan to deport international college students who only use online courses to study this fall. You're listening to USA Radio News. Speaking at the Rose Garden on Tuesday, President Trump announces an executive order regarding China.
Today I also signed an executive order ending U.S. preferential treatment for Hong Kong. Hong Kong will now be treated the same as mainland China.
President Trump, speaking for over an hour in the Rose Garden, also talks about Joe Biden and China.
Biden personally led the effort to give China permanent most favored nation status, which is a tremendous advantage.
The president also saying China hid coronavirus from the world. The burning Navy ship in San Diego is in decent shape despite 3 days of burning.
We have investigated the four main engineering spaces and found no major damage. There's no threat to fuel tanks, which is well below any active fires or heat sources. The ship is stable and the structure is safe.
Expeditionary Strike Group 3 Commander Philip Sobek says helicopters have conducted over 1,200 water bucket drops, which is cooling the structure. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in to talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Conan.
And the next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange digital money in seconds. Divi says you'll be able to send money around the globe with only a swipe and instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. There's no need to wait, though, as Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with their multi-tiered masternodes, which allow anyone to earn by supporting the Divi network. With the new wallet launches because of Divi's relationship with Western Union, Divi will be in 200 countries, including the United States. You can learn more about it at diviproject.org. That's D-I-V-I project.org. Now, as we alluded to previously, among the other long-lasting impacts of COVID-19 and the government's response to it, homeschooling is on the rise as a necessity, right?
Well, yeah, there are some parents who do not, you know, who are all about this, who are true believers, and they don't want to send their kids back into the danger zone, even though children are very, it's very rare for them to contract this this contagion.
Or die from it.
Which, by the way, very interesting point, infants you know, with their immune system or lack of. How many infants have you heard die from this silly nonsense?
I think there was one story about a very small child who died, but, you know, if the infant has a weak immune system, then...
Yeah, but, I mean, it's unheard of. I mean, so you have... So where are those stats?
I don't know if it's unheard of, but I can't imagine any media organizations being like, hey, here's an infant who died of COVID-19. Let's make news story about it.
Are you kidding me?
The media's messed up.
They would jump all over it. Are you being sarcastic?
No, I'm being sincere. The media's messed up. There are some lines they just don't cross.
No, you're wrong about that. They would jump all over it. To prove their narrative, Trump, Orange Man bad? Now Orange Man is Hitler.
I mean, we can find out. We can Google the number of infants who have died from this and find out, you know, how many have died, and whether or not there have, in fact, been news stories about it. We can demonstrate this one way or the other.
Well, look, you go there, go here. So anyways, there are parents who are like, I'm not sending my kid back into the danger zone. Nuh-uh, not happening, no school. And then there are some who have actually seen what it's going to turn into, and they're like, it's not that they don't want to send their kid to get sick, it's that they don't want them to have to live through. If you didn't believe school was like a prison last year, oh, man.
Get ready.
Oh, it's coming. This article is coming from the Foundation for Economic Education. Carrie McDonald writes, next month marks the beginning of the 2020-21 academic year. Next month, it's already school time. In several U.S. states, and pressure is mounting to reopen schools even as the COVID-19 pandemic persists. Florida, for example, is now considered the nation's number one hotspot for the virus. Yes, because they opened too soon, didn't they? Yet on Monday, the state's education commissioner issued an executive order mandating that all Florida schools open in August with in-person learning and their full suite of student services. Many parents are balking at back-to-school, choosing instead to homeschool their children this fall. Gratefully, this virus seems to be sparing most children, like I just said. It's not really touching them at all. Do you have any numbers on infant deaths?
Somewhat. A second report suggested that although pediatric COVID-19 patients infrequently have severe outcomes, the infection might be more severe among infants. In the current analysis, 59 of 147 pediatric hospitalizations, including 5 of 15 pediatric ICU admissions, were among children less than a year old.
What's the death rate?
I don't have it yet. This data here is not organized. It's from the CDC. It's just a giant article that I'm trying to comb through. So, listening to what you're saying.
While the children may not be infected by COVID very often or die from it even less often, the real problem is what's happening to their minds. And I mean by, like, the insane COVID madness that has infected people.
We're definitely getting to there.
And that's part of the sad part of this story is a lot of these parents are taking their kids out of government school for the reason of fear, right? They don't want their child to be in this environment with other people, right? So, I mean, they're doing the right thing for kind of the wrong reason.
Exactly.
But it may end up having a good outcome on the fact that the child will likely have a better education because they are homeschooled. So it will probably end up being a very good thing. Anytime you can get your kids out of government school, regardless of the reason, I mean, I hesitate to be too critical because ultimately they are doing the right thing. But these kids are going to be so steeped in fear as they're growing up. It's going to be really detrimental.
I mean, we already have the generation, Generation Z.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking that's all they are, is just big old balls of fear. I mean,
this is going to make it worse.
They want their safe spaces, and you know, everything is, you know, out to get them.
This is going to make it worse unless...
Keep in mind, Coden hates young people.
I do.
Now, unless...
But the pendulum swings, it's going to...
That's what I'm going to say. Like, what if it's gone so far now? What if COVID is taking the Generation Z as bad as they already were, and let's say the next generation after them, Generation COVID, right? All the kids that are actually being born. The kids that are being born right now in the middle of this... You know, they're going to be so steeped in this. Maybe they will push back, and you'll start to see more COVID parties. Where
I think they'll just become more nihilistic.
maybe.
They'll become more
it
like
it won't be speakeasies anymore. It'll be CV-19s.
Have you heard about the COVID parties that the young people have been having? Supposedly.
I've heard of lots of college parties getting broke up.
Yeah, so supposedly. Now, I don't know if it's true. But
I saw a frat having, they have dumpster pools.
What does that mean?
They take a green dumpster. Well, they line
and
it.
They
line it with plastic,
okay.
and then fill it. And yeah, they were getting. The cops are coming for them, breaking up their parties.
So the mainstream media has been reporting on these COVID parties where supposedly a sick person comes.
Now,
and
are these
tries
like
to
the
get,
lipstick parties they used to report on?
I don't know what those are. You can tell me that in a moment.
Is this like a chicken pox party?
Yeah, basically, where young people are trying to get COVID. They're trying to get it. At these parties,
so they can get it out of their system, or
I don't know.
Is it some part of?
I don't know if it's like an FU pushback against the system, or get it out of their, you know, get it out.
Or is it part of victim culture? Now they can say, now I had COVID. Give me my gold star.
I don't know what the
I think it's probably just nihilistic behavior.
It could be.
Really,
it could be.
Well, I mean, there's that Brady.
I mean,
there's
people
that,
who just have stopped caring.
There's that now infamous Brady Bunch edition where they had a measles party.
Mm.
Where it's like, you know, they sent the kids over to the neighbors, and guess what? I had that too.
You did?
Oh yeah.
Really?
And I got it. I had it for a whole week.
Wow.
I did find some examples here of infants and newborns dying from COVID-19. I don't have stats yet, but there have in fact been some. A newborn in Baton Rouge died April the 6th, tested positive. There was another, a 7-week-old baby girl in Hartford, Connecticut, died on April the 3rd. Another on March the 23rd, a 9-month-old. I still don't have exact stats.
So,
but, I mean, infants are dying, and the media didn't take this and run with it.
This is the first
time I've seen anything about infant deaths regarding COVID-19.
Right, and I haven't either. But you just quoted three or four.
From the same article.
Yeah, not a whole lot. But, I mean, we don't hear a lot of, well, I mean.
I mean, if what you're saying about the media is true, this should have been all over CNN and everything. Oh, my God, a 7-week-old died of COVID-19. This is your fault, you non-mask wearers, you non-social distancers. But there wasn't any of that.
Right. So back to this article. So the virus seems to be sparing most children and prominent medical organizations such as the American Academy for Pediatrics have urged schools to reopen this fall with in-person learning. For some parents, fear of the virus itself is a primary consideration in letting a child return to school, especially if the child has direct contact with individuals who are most vulnerable to COVID-19's worst effects. But for many parents, it's not the virus they are avoiding by keeping their children at home. It is the response to the virus. In May, the U.S. Centers of Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, issued school reopening guidelines that called for, and that's coming up in a second, these Orwellian guidelines. They're just, if you thought it was prison.
Does it get into these guidelines?
It does.
Stay tuned for that.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Attention radio listeners. Have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
10. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Conan.
And you know, just as the internet is a global network that connects local networks, Intercoin is a global currency platform that enables communities around the world to issue and manage their own currency to circulate among their local population. Intercoin enables fintech innovation on the local community level, leading to stronger communities, greater sustainability, less poverty, and more productivity. Intercoin is attempting to regain some of our freedoms that have been threatened on the internet and in the real world, and we think that's important here on Free Talk Live. So important that we accepted $40,000 worth of Intercoin tokens from Intercoin Inc. for advertising. If you think freedom is important too, check out Intercoin at intercoin.org. You can invest in this project and potentially make big gains, or just be involved and perhaps shape its future. Again, that's Intercoin, I-N-T-E-R, coin.org. Well, let's go to the phones. We've got Connie, who's listening on WVHP, calling from Alabama. Connie, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, you wanted to know what the college kids, what they're doing at the University of Alabama. They were having COVID-19 parties. They were charging an entrance fee, and the first person to get the COVID-19 won the pot.
That's great.
Well, that's what they were doing there. I don't know about anywhere else. All righty. Thank you.
Thanks for sharing that. I appreciate it.
That's certainly... What is the gain here? You know, I've heard that the...
It's fun, right? You just gain the pot of money.
You're living wild. You're living on the... Living the wild side.
You're probably going to survive it. You're in college, right?
Sure.
So you know, you're the first person at the party to come down with it. You prove it. You show them the test that you got it or whatever, and they give you the money. Now you've got sick, and you got paid to get sick.
Yeah,
I mean, that sounds pretty good.
If you can trust these silly tests.
Well, if the test is wrong and it says you got COVID, then you didn't get sick, and you can show the test and then you get the money.
That's what I mean. I mean, so it doesn't really... It
that's
doesn't,
even better,
and,
then.
And, it's, and the test is free, too, because it's been bought and paid for.
Yeah.
So, homeschooling, Conan. What's going on with it?
So this is the guidelines from the CDC, the old
this
powerful.
This is about how the public school systems should control COVID-19 while reopening?
Correct. This is their idea on what you should do as a school in order to keep the kids safe.
Let me guess. Desks have to be 6 feet apart. Is that in there?
Yes.
Because I saw a photo of some school with the desks ridiculously spaced.
Just like the restaurants.
Yes. There aren't enough teachers for that.
No, but they'll need to hire more.
They'll need to hire more. They'll need more.
And build more schools,
they'll
too.
They'll need more room.
But need twice the space.
But it's but, oh, well,
so the
as far
looting
as,
of
as
the American
as the space,
people continues.
As far as the space is concerned, if half of the kids are homeschooled, then they'll have all that extra space.
Yeah, good point, man.
And they'll have to have the extra teachers, so I mean it's
is it half that are going to go homeschooled, or are you just speculating?
According to these, I think this is a very optimistic article.
Mm-hmm.
The numbers are high, very high.
Okay.
All right, so number
you're
one.
You're pretty pessimistic.
I'm a realist.
Well, they're going to argue for more funding.
That's what every pessimist says.
I know. I don't wake up in the morning feeling grumpy.
Okay.
I'm actually a bit of an optimist. I am also a cynic. And that combination, very interesting combination of me looking at the lofty clouds and the what I could be one day. But I
feel like a real life Ziggy. It's like you're looking at the sun and going, "It's so pretty. It's so pretty outside, but it's going to thunderstorm at some point."
But I know that human beings are inherently greedy. Basically, that's me being the realist. All right, so number one on the CDC's guidelines for opening up, strict social distancing tactics. Now,
no hugging?
She doesn't actually go in and describe any of these bullet points, but just what you said, Ian, it's probably going to be they'll have to walk. When they're walking in line, they'll have to be, 3 to 6 feet apart. Their desks will all be staggered all over the place. So, yeah, whatever that entails. All-day mask wearing for most students and teachers. So probably if you're a sick kid or something, you probably wouldn't be able to.
Well, they're not going to let you come to school.
With the asthma or something.
Okay.
So they want to cram students into schools 5 days a week, 7 to 8 hours a day.
Well, they won't be crammed anymore. They'll be 6 feet apart.
Well, they want to force them there against their will.
Yeah.
And then force them to wear masks.
They're already forced against their will to sit there all day.
I'm aware of that. That's why I said force them there against their will, and then force them to wear masks all day, every day, on top of that.
Oh, yeah.
What about the whole argument for the public school system that it socializes children, and that's why homeschooling is bad, because they're not learning how to be social?
This kind of defeats that argument, doesn't it?
It completely decimates it. This is as antisocial as behavior gets.
Mm-hmm. You'd be better off locking the kid in a closet at home.
I don't know about
with their Game Boy.
Okay.
I'm not saying that's what you should do. I'm just saying I think it'd be better off.
I don't think it would be.
Okay. Staggered attendance. So I guess they're planning on 3 days on, 3 days off kind of a deal where,
Or would it be that some of the students would be staggered 3 days on, 3 days off, and the other students would be there the other 3 days?
Correct. So if they're going to run out of room if they have everyone sitting 6 feet apart from each other.
Right.
So they're going to have to split them up. All right. So you're 3 days on.
Or build all new schools and hire all new teachers. Like, you could end up seeing the teacher school budgets going up by 50%. As a result of these new regulations. And this will be a huge boon to the teachers' unions. You may see police getting increased funding, as we talked about earlier. So this whole COVID thing may be a huge boon for the state.
If the unions are even, because the unions are fighting this. They're fighting the reopening.
Really? They're fighting going
because
back.
They don't want to have to actually work.
That's right. They want their paycheck.
They want where they can sit at home, on the Zoom conferences with their bottle of alcohol next to them and nobody knows they're drunk.
Oh, yeah. By the way, that's on the up and up, too, the overdoses.
Drinking.
Suicides are up. Overdoses are up.
Oh, yeah. You knew that was going to happen.
Divorces are up. We thought everyone was going to have more sex when they're locked in the house
with
their partners.
Turns out they hate each other.
No, exactly. This is what I was getting at.
You get to actually spend time with that person. Whoa. Now you know what they're really like.
Exactly. All right, and this is happening pretty much everywhere, you know, jobs and whatnot. I haven't asked you about it, but daily health checks.
I know. Are they going to do that for all the kids?
I know Walmart does it.
Hold on.
I mean,
are they going to do that for all the students?
Yeah, probably on the bus. They'll probably have an extra bus attendant.
They're going to have twice as many buses because you can't have three kids in a seat or two kids in a seat like they used to.
And you get your temperature
checked.
I've
seen photos of kids allegedly going into schools, standing in front of these distant temperature monitor reading things to make sure check their respiratory rates and heart rates.
Is it right after the metal detector?
I don't know.
All right. And so not only are they locked down all day, half of their buddies aren't even in school because it's 3 days on, 3 days off.
Mm.
But what did they have to look forward to?
No recess allowed, right?
No gym and no cafeteria.
No cafeteria.
Yeah, you have to bring your own lunch, or I guess maybe it's just going to be half days, so you go home and eat. Who knows?
No way, because there's so many kids on the school lunch program. There's no way they're going to.
Oh yeah, and the left love their free lunches because you got all those poor kids who aren't eating at home. So how's this going to work?
Well, they're going to take the money that they were spending on lunches for kids, and they're going to instead use it to hire more teachers and more police officers.
Yeah, but what about all the starving kids? Where are the kids going to eat?
Why do you think the school board cares about the starving kids?
Because they pretend like they do.
I drove past the middle school here in Keene. I drove past it on Saturday or something, and they had a sign out saying food for the people, which I'm assuming is some kind of program where they're feeding the kids during the lockdown.
Well, I mean, I guess that's good. I've heard of worse things.
Well, I mean,
as far as things that the government is doing, feeding children is probably...
It's low on the list, for sure.
That's probably my least objectionable thing that the government is up to.
Mm.
So our school,
it's
anyways... this is just the CDC. And, they've been saying things this whole time. For the 5 months that this has been taking place, they've been saying this and that, and they've been backtracking.
And people have been doing everything they say.
And same thing with the World Health Organization. They backtrack everything. The same thing with Fauci. You know, he's a straight-up liar.
Didn't he say, I saw a headline about this Fauci guy, that if only he was bemoaning that the United States didn't do a total crackdown, total lockdown, because if only we had done a total lockdown, then we'd be fine.
Yeah, what does he mean by that?
Well, like China style, I guess.
Boarding people up in their homes,
exactly.
I mean, what else could it mean?
Well, anyways, so no gym, no cafeteria, restricted playground access, and limited toy sharing.
Right. No more fun. If you thought there was any fun factor in the awful government schools previously, that's all gone.
Limited toy sharing? So it is truly antisocial. It's anti-sharing, anti-hugging, anti-socialization.
Yep. Sick. This is so sick and disturbing.
Take that, homeschool haters. You've created it.
I don't know how things are looking, but the next generation of kids is screwed, man.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now's your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.